With only 12 more days expected in this year's session, legislators are beginning to get edgy about this year's capital projects budget. Today's scheduled release of the plan was canceled. That leaves a problem. Most members haven't seen any part of it yet, and they don't know if the scattered information they're hearing is complete or even correct. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Last year, the legislature decided on a bare-bones capital projects budget, spending only $280 million from the state's general fund. Nothing but the essentials and nothing for lawmakers' home districts. This year, oil revenue's better, the outlook is good, and the finance chairman anticipate making up for last year's drought. The absence of information has not stopped spending debate, however. Anchorage Democrat Mike Dugan, a finance committee member, admits that he's working from the unofficial, unsupported hallway talk. But he expects the bill will be bigger than anyone thinks it'll be.
There's discussions about whether or not we actually have the kind of money that can support capital budget numbers in the 800 millions, which is what the current rumor, and I emphasize rumor, is that this is going to cost.
House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Republican from Kenai, says he doesn't know what to expect from the Senate either. It's all limited to conversations he's had, nothing specific. However, he doesn't think it's a problem yet.
Got a couple of weeks. Seems like it's always the capital budget's the last budget that passes, as we know. And, you know, with a couple of weeks left, I think we still have time to negotiate what the members on our side feel is a fair capital budget, and also what the Senate will consider a fair capital budget.
The Senate Finance Co-Chairs are previewing their budget as a jobs bill, providing money that was not available last year for projects that people need. Sitka's Bert Stedman says the state will see an anti-recession measure and an increase in the state's savings plan, and an attempt to catch up on overdue maintenance on state property, and a bond package for some larger items. He says Alaskans should welcome that approach.
You know, we don't want to have the state of Alaska in one of the strongest, if not the strongest, fiscal position of any state in the nation, and then just, you know, not flex that muscle in down economic times. So we want to put projects on the street. We want to try to access some of our natural resources, try to create some jobs.
That isn't enough to satisfy budget hawks like Dugan, however. He says it's also very possible that the plan will become a feeding frenzy.
Either the majorities in the House and the Senate do a deal before this bill ever comes over to us, and it's taken care of, or there's going to be a big fight.
The other finance co-chair, Lyman Hoffman, says state revenue projections will show an additional $855 million available during the budget period that was not anticipated at the start of the session. And he wants to set aside $200 million of it for savings. Meanwhile, legislators are waiting to see what will be done with the rest of that money. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.